I mean, when I think about finding joy in the storm, so my wife and I, when we decided to start having a family, which we have a beautiful baby boy that's 2.5 now, but when we first made that decision back in 2019, you know, we weren't prepared what was going to happen the first time. And so I think, especially with men or even with women, a lot of people don't talk about pregnancy loss or, you know, the struggles that come along with having a family. And so when we decided it was time, we were overjoyed. We got pregnant really quickly. And I remember I was on my way to traffic court with my job, and my wife couldn't wait. She found out at work, and she called me, and, you know, ecstatic and over the moon and overjoyed. And so we started that process, and, you know, it was our first time. We had no idea what to expect. And so we go to the doctor the first time. Of course, you're just anxiously awaiting to see the ultrasound and to hear the heartbeat. And so when we went into the room, and you know, the baby was there, but there was no heartbeat. You know, and at first the doctor didn't think too much of it. She was still 6 weeks along. Sometimes that's normal, you know. So we were remaining cautiously optimistic that everything was going to be okay, and all of those things. So fast forward a couple of weeks for our next appointment, you know, we go in, and the ultrasound tech, you just can tell and sense in the room that something's wrong. And unfortunately, you know, the baby didn't progress, and there was still no heartbeat. So my wife ended up having to have a procedure done, and, you know, it was just a traumatic experience for her. And for us as a couple, you know, it's just disheartening, and it's a real struggle to have so much joy and then just have it feel like it's ripped away. And at that point, you question God, like, you know, why did this happen to us? And, you know, what's your plan? And, you know, how are we going to get through this? And, you know, all those kinds of questions. But, you know, 6 short weeks later, 2 months later, we decided to try again, and we were pregnant. And so we go back, and this is how I know this was a God thing. We went back, and our ultrasound tech called us into her room, and, you know, and I feel like God put it, and I remember her name to this day. Her name was Sandra. And I just had this overwhelming feeling when we went in. I was like, everything's going to be okay. But, you know, she just asked, is this your first? And we kind of just briefly said, no, you know, we had a miscarriage, but, you know, this is hopefully our first child. And she said, can I pray for y'all? So we both just, you know, broke down crying and sobbing, just to hear a stranger love us in such a way to care enough to pray with us in the room. And you could just feel God's presence. And at that moment, you know, we both looked at each other and we just knew, like, everything was going to be okay. But I say all that to say, you know, there were so many emotions that we went through, so many things. And even through our pregnancy with our son, Jack, you know, there were scary moments that we had to trust in God. And, you know, there was multiple ultrasounds, and there was an ER visit, and, you know, the anxiousness never went away. But I'll say, you know, the joy, and we found peace and comfort in knowing, like, we don't know what that reason was that we lost our first in that way. You know, in one day, hopefully we'll meet whoever that sweet little baby was. But he had a bigger plan for us, and that's with our son now. And, you know, through that experience, so many people reached out to us and opened up more about their struggles or their loss. And, you know, I just feel like going through that, there shouldn't be so much taboo around that. It's okay to talk about those things, and it really helps heal other people's journey if you're vulnerable enough to bring that up. But, you know, we definitely found our joy through that storm of experience that we went through.
Wow.
So
that's deep. No, it's because we also lost a baby. So after our first child, we lost a second pregnancy. And so the most painful part is people don't understand.
Right.
And what hurts the most is that people think just because you lost a 6-week-old baby or 8-week-old baby, mm-hmm. that it doesn't hurt. In fact, I remembered when that happened to us, my wife and I drove to Momel Park, and we just sat there for hours, and it was painful. Mm-hmm. But it's even more painful because you don't want to tell anybody, because you feel right. that nobody would understand. Mm-hmm. And if I tell somebody who's never been through it, and then they just tell me, "Oh, come on, it's not a baby," then I didn't feel I was ready to hear somebody say that to me. If somebody had said that to me, I would have been crushed.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, and then you said about the radiology tech praying with you and talking to you. You know, that's powerful because, mm-hmm. you know, when there's a tragedy, we always say, "Where's your God?"
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then God says, "That's why I made you."